Good afternoon. I'm here to talk about an assessment of the cost of basic package of health services in Afghanistan, which was done together with my other colleagues in the Ministry of Health. So before going to the presentation, I'd like to say that I have no relationship to disclose. The issues that I will talk here and today is about this assessment and also the background of this basic package of health services, what it is and what services it covers and how it works, and why we did this cost assessment, how we did it, and finally what was the result for this assessment. So before this, I was just wanted to check that how many of people in this room knows that where the Afghanistan is located. Yeah, because it's a country which is a post-conflict country. Here is the map. Afghanistan is located in Asia, neighboring with Central Asian countries like Turkmenistan, Uzbekistan, and also with Pakistan, Iran, and it has a small border with China. It has around 30 million population, and one of the countries with high mortality for maternal mortality and under 5 mortality rate. The health expenditure per capita is around $56, which 73% is paid by the people out of pocket. Only 6% is of the total expenditure is coming from the government. The background of basic package of health services, because Afghanistan is a post-conflict country and had passed more than 3 decades of war. So before 2001, the health services were very fragmented and there was not a unified package of health services. There was, for the government, the health service provision was not a priority, and also not all of the people had access to preventive and curative care services. And after 2002, the Ministry of Public Health, together with the major donors, which are the three donors for the health services, is USAID, European Union, and the World Bank. So they considering the experience from the Cambodia and the limitations and the lessons learned from that, so Ministry of Public Health with these three main donors, so they said and prepared a basic package of health services, which is called BPHS. And it was introduced in 2003. The aim of this package was to provide a standardized package of health services and also to promote the access in an equitable manner. I also would like to mention that before this, the access was very low. It was around 9% the coverage of health services for all the people, and by implementing this, so the coverage increased and it went to 61 to 85%, depends on the location. This package is mainly focusing on providing primary healthcare services and focusing mostly the two vulnerable people, which are the women and the children. So that is the main focus of this package. Initially, when it was introduced in 2003, it had 7 components, which was focusing on maternal and newborn health, child health and immunization, public nutrition, communicable disease control, mental health, disability care, and supply of essential drugs. Later in 2010, there was a revision on this basic package of health services, and 2 more components, which are eye care and mental health services, were added to this package. And also, I would like to mention that providing of the services is mainly through contracting mechanism. So the Ministry of Public Health has a stewardship role, and the service, the actual services are provided through the non-governmental organizations. So out of the 34 provinces in the country, 31 provinces is contracted with the non-governmental organizations. So they are the ones that providing the health services on behalf of the ministry. And around 85% of population is living under the areas which are health services are provided by the contracted NGOs. And the remaining three provinces are the health services are provided by the Ministry of Health itself, and that's also in a contracting in mechanism, which a department has more autonomy than the normal practice of the government health service delivery. So there's two ways of contracting in and contracting out mechanism. The health facilities which are under these packages are the district hospital, comprehensive health center, basic package, basic health center, health post, and mobile health teams are under this package. One thing also to mention that as per the constitution, the health service delivery in Afghanistan is free. And also, still, we don't have any health insurance system. So government should provide free health services to all people. And also, the services are more dependent on the donor's contribution. The objective for this study was to see the main cost drivers for this package of health services, and also to see the variation in different provinces, and finally to help the ministry or in general the government for making the budget and plans for health service delivery at all. In general, because healthcare quality and outcomes are different, and because of the security concerns, geographical remoteness, sociocultural isolations, and financing issues, so it's different in different parts of Afghanistan. So this is a challenge to get sample data for to be generalized for the country. So considering this. For this assessment, so we considered some issues was that we considered the geographical representations. So we focused on the five official regions which are currently exist, which are the central, north, east, west, and south. And also the population representation because of these sociocultural issues and which are different in different provinces. And also we consider the donor funding because, as I mentioned, that services are provided with the support of three main donors, which are USAID, European Union, and the World Bank. So we tried that the sample provinces should be from all these three donors. And finally, as I mentioned, that services are delivered by the contract with the contracting mechanism with, through the NGO. So there are a network of national international NGOs, so we considered to have both national and international NGOs provinces in our sample. So in this map, as we see that out of 34 provinces, 11 provinces were selected for this study. And in these 11 provinces, 484 facilities were included in the study, and with this makes 27% of all the BPHS facilities around the country, and which covers 29% of the total population. The mobile health teams were excluded because we didn't have enough data for this study. The data that we collected was that from the implementing issues, we directly collected the data, and for one province, which was from MOPHSM, which is the Ministry of Public Health Strengthening Mechanism System, which is contracting N types. So for one province, the data was collected from this source. To calculate the direct cost, so we collected the expenditure data on the salaries and wages, because direct operating expenses is different in BPH's facility. So we tried to define the resources used by facility. So the first part was the salary and wages, that all the base salary, bonuses, and overtime expenses were included. Then the direct cost on drugs and disposables and diagnostic tests were also collected, and the cost on the capacity building of the staff, including their travel and per diem issues, were also collected. And in terms of other operational expenses, which are utilities, communication, and for expenses for security issues, were also covered under operational expenses. And finally, the amount of money which was spent on purchasing the capital, like such as equipment and other issues. So also for calculating this capital expenses, we assumed a 20% of depreciation. For indirect cost, because NGOs are operating in different, one NGO, for example, is operating in two, three different provinces. So in terms of their monitoring and evaluation, supervision and administration costs, so it's in general to get this indirect cost. So the number of outpatient visits across all the facilities were measured, and then based on the workload of each facility, it was calculated for the facilities. For data analysis, so we try to cover the operating cost of health service delivery in this basic package of health services in the sample provinces, and also to find the variation in the operating cost around across different health facility types. So finally, the findings. So we found that during this study period, around 30 million US dollar was spent in these 11 provinces for providing this health services, and 4.17 US dollar per capita was expended. And also we see that in terms of the per capita expenditure for health facility, the health subcenters had the highest per capita expenditure, which was $4.56, and at the end, the district hospitals, which are bigger, are had $1.44 US dollar expenditure per capita per area. We see that as the health facility gets bigger, we have less expenses of per capita, which this shows that because the district hospitals has a wider coverage area, and it also provides more services than comparing to the basic health centers. So that's why there is an issue of economy of scale, that we have lower per capita expenditure. In terms of cost per capita by provinces, we see that Bamiyan, a province in central region, has the highest per capita expenditure, which is 5.93 USD, and at the lowest, Ghazni, a province in the west, has 2.43 per capita expenditure. And on average, 4.17 US dollar was spent for delivering this health service at this basic package of health service. In terms of the breakdown of BPH's operating cost by elements, we see that the big portion of the money went to salaries and wages, and this also because there was a salary policy introduced following to introduction of this package of health services, and they tried there to have somehow a standard salary for different personnel, and also especially for the areas which are there are security issues, and there in terms of access there are some difficulties, so they provided some hardship and bonus extra salary. So that's why we see that more amount of money went to salary and wages. And following to this, we see that the drugs and operational expenses. And if we, the issue of depreciation was not considered in capital, we see that the lowest amount of money went to training and development, which is only 4%. Some general observation which are that there should be, we focus on the supply of essential drugs, which is one of the components of BPHS, and this will make a big portion of the expenditure. And also the we see that the cost related to procurement, management of supplies, transport and maintenance were the major components of the expenditure in this basic package of health services. These two pictures are from the facilities which are under this basic package of health services. So we see that in these two different locations. So the one is they are treating the children. Thanks for your attention. So if any question, and also I would like to mention that if someone is interested to see the full report, so the link is there, so you can easily get it from this link. Thank you very much. Any questions?
I do have a question.
Yeah, please.
Thank you very much. This is a very, very interesting topic. I should disclose that I'm a health economist, so it is an excellent job. One suggestion could be, once the benefit package is designed and implemented in the country and you have estimated the cost of implementation of the package, I could suggest to look at the outcomes, because although I'm an economist, if we only focus on the dollar figures or the currency in the country without looking at the outcomes, is the health outcomes and cost analysis that is going to give us really the clues in terms of what should be doing next, what should be changing, and how to improve those outcomes. And an interesting slide for me was the pie. If you can go to the pie, if you look at the cost drivers, there is no country in this slide, so it could look like many other countries, including the US. You see how operational expenditures are 21%, so even above, it's a lot of money going to provision of other services that are not really provision of care, which is in the U.S. something that we are familiar with. And of course, salaries and wages one of the major drivers. Few dollars going to training and development. So can you comment on this pie a little bit, please?
Yeah, thank you very much for the nice comments. And yeah, in terms of your first comment, so another issue that because we are new with the system and we are just came out of the civil war, so the issue that first we try to on the cost, because we are more dependent on the donors and for planning and budgeting. So before, just there was some estimates, very rough estimates, and we didn't know that how much will be the per capita cost. So for planning and budgeting issues, so we focused, and yeah, I really agree with you that we need to have further studies on comparing the cost and outcomes. And here also, what I also before, at first I focused here that big money went to is operational expenses. So that's what, because there are some issues that that I say that because of security concerns, so in some provinces, so there are some extra expenses for the securities, and also in order to have the, for example, the office that they are renting for that NGO at the provincial level. So the expenses. So yeah, that's one thing that we also are. It's an area of concern for us. Please. In terms of the per capita cost is the population of living in that province. So that's the cost. And in terms of access to data, because as I mentioned before, that our system is very new and still in terms of accessing to data, we have a very, very big challenge. So, for example, if we want to take the data, the issue of case mix was a challenge for us, because in the hospital, so when staff is working for the doctor, is providing service to different parts. So having the real data for each component of the this PPHs, which was our seven component that before I mentioned, so getting that data was a really challenge and limitation. And also what I had mentioned, that we excluded the mobile health and health posts, which are the health posts are the ones which are in a community health workers, which they are volunteers in their home, so they have received some trainings and they have some very primary or drugs which are paracetamol and this issue. So we were not able at the current level, so there was no data on that level. So that's why we could not include it in this assessment, these two parts.
Is this aggregate data? How does it vary between the five provinces, north, south, east, west, and central? Were they pretty much the same, or did they vary a lot?
First we, in terms of sampling, so we consider this regional geographies, but this data that we see, it's per province, the per capita cost for each province. So after calculating the cost of the general expenditure on all the facilities which are operating on that province, so then we divided that to the population living there. So, and we came up with this per capita cost.
Thank you. Very much.